We cross over to KZN to speak to Mufti Zubair Bayat on the passing away of Mawlana Yusuf Tutla rahimahullah ta'ala. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and a great loss to the ummah indeed.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mawlana, and assalamu alaikum to all the esteemed listeners of Radio Islam International. Yes, indeed, a very great loss for the ummah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.
Mufti Saab, give us some brief overview of Marana Yusuf Tutla rahmatullah alayhi's efforts and his sacrifices for deen.
Yes, actually, this would be the subject matter of a very long discussion and talk, Marana, but in the limited time that we have, Hazrat Marana Yusuf Tutla rahmatullah alayhi was a person from his childhood who was very attached to the deen. As a young man, he traveled overseas and he studied at the world-renowned institution Darul Uloom Deoband, and he graduated there under the tutorship of great ustads and ulama. Thereafter, he went to Saharanpur, and he connected himself spiritually to his spiritual guide and mentor, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali. And from then till the very end of Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali's life, he was very closely attached to Shaykh Zakariya. Not only was he a murid and disciple of Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya, but he was also a khalifa of Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya and considered amongst the senior khalifas of Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah ali. Mawlana spent many Ramadans in Saharanpur in the company of Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah ali, and he would make khidmat of the mu'takifin. Especially in Ramadan, he would be there almost the whole month and make khidmat of all the mu'takifin, arranging refreshments and all of those things for the mu'takifin, all from his own side. Mawlana was the person was instrumental in inviting Hazrat Shaykh to South Africa.
MashaAllah.
And Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali accepted to come to South Africa in the Ramadan of 1981 on the invitation of Mawlana Yusuf Tutla. The correspondence between Hazrat Shaykh and Mawlana Yusuf Tutla is found in several books on the subject matter of Hazrat Shaykh coming to South Africa. So indeed, Mawlana was instrumental in a very, very big achievement of bringing a personality like Shaykh Zakariya to South Africa. And Mawlana oversaw the entire arrival, stay and departure of Hazrat Shaykh whilst he was here in South Africa. Mawlana is the person who housed Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya first when he arrived here in South Africa in Stanger at his madrasa, and then arranging the whole etikaf in Ramadan in the Stanger Masjid. And he oversaw the entire, you know, khidmat of all the mu'takifin. There were over a few thousand that used to come in the weekends, and a few hundred people, great ulama from around the world, who sat in etikaf with Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya. And it was Mawlana who was the person who oversaw this entire operation in terms of the khidmat and the logistics. This speaks volumes about Mawlana's achievements for the Muslim community of South Africa. Mawlana was also very much attached to the work of Tabligh and Dawah. His whole life, he was involved in this effort, and he traveled extensively around the world, traveling to various countries of the world, attending ijtimas and mashwaras and programs. And Mawlana would always be in the forefront at the ijtimas. He would be the person who would most of the time give the final nasihat and advices, and he would make the final dua. And we can never forget those very heart-moving duas of Mawlana. He used to really weep and cry, and you could see the ikhlas and sincerity in all his duas. And he would make very long, comprehensive duas for the ummah. So this is something which Hazrat Mawlana will always be remembered for, his intensive du'as for the ummah and the well-being of the ummah. And his khidmat, he was amazing in terms of, you know, even in Stanger, in the month of Ramadan, Mawlana would carry out the amal of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali when he was there. There was continuation of that Khankahi amal in the Stanger Masjid for many years. And that would also include khidmat of the public. Mawlana's dastarkhan would be open for iftar. Ulama, mashayikh, all would come and sit at his dastarkhan. and he would make khidmat after the Taraweeh and that as well. And his khidmat for all guests that came, every alim that went to Stanger would be a guest at Maulana's house. His house was, you know, a markaz of ulama and mashayikh. Always, you know, dastarkhan open, always feeding the ulama, the mashayikh, the jamaat. Maulana had an amazing quality of hospitality and khidmat and ikram. Maulana used to sit for i'tikaf as well, and he would most of the Ramadans be in the masjid, spending the nights there, giving nasihat and advices to the people. And there are countless other things, Maulana, that we can mention about Maulana Tutla Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali. But obviously time is limited, and I don't think we'll be able to really do justice in such a short time.
Mufti Sahab, can you recall any personal interaction with Maulana Yusuf Tutla Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali?
Allah Akbar. I actually got a lump in my throat, Maulana. There's so many occasions that, you know, I've had in the company of Maulana Tutla, because I was in Stanger for many years, and we were very close, and Hazrat was a very kind, compassionate, fatherly figure. When we opened our Zakaria Muslim School in Stanger, Hazrat Maulana Tutla was the person who came to do the opening dua.
MashaAllah.
He's the person who made the opening dua. And always, you know, person giving encouragement. And I've traveled with him. I've been, Maulana used to come to my place. We used to visit him with Apa Farida. May Allah give her a lot of sabr and strength in this time. And all the children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. We are very, very close. We are like one family, Maulana.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is very heartbreaking that we are unable to attend Hazrat's Janaza. But I would like to say to all those who wish to attend the Janaza that even though we are not able to attend in presence, we can still engage in fervent dua maghfirat for Hazrat.
Mm.
And that is what will benefit him. And we should make a lot of isal sawab for him. That is what will benefit him. And when this lockdown and all these days are over and we're able to travel, then we could have an opportunity to visit his qabr and recite there as well, and to visit his family and convey our condolences to them. It's a very difficult time because of this lockdown, unfortunately.
Mm.
Hundreds or thousands of people would have wanted to flock for his janaza salah, because, you know, to read the janaza salah of such a great personality,
Allah,
it is a means of maghfirat for the person who reads. They say sometimes the ones who attend the janaza get more forgiveness than the person whose janaza salah is being read.
Subhanallah.
So this is, in a nutshell, Hazrat Maulana's, you know, life history. The details are very much more than that, but in the short time, this is what I was able to say. I did mention, you know, about the last time when I did my i'tikaf in Ramadan 2 years ago, at length I explained how Hazrat Maulana Tutla Sahab was instrumental in bringing Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali to South Africa. And that has been recorded. I'm going to try to find that recording. That gives a quite a detailed explanation of his role and the part that he played. And it's a kind of great ihsan on the community of South Africa, which is something which can never be forgotten.
Indeed. Mufti Sahab, jazakallah khairan for your time. Much appreciated on Radio Islam International. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.